help me, Lord. I was up last night not sleeping, so I was praying and thinking about today, overthinking about today. So, Lord, I pray you'd empty me of me and you'd put me on like a glove, and I would serve a hot meal today and serve it well and not too much of my own spice, Lord, just your spice. And you'd be glorified in it, and hearts would really be touched by your spirit in it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is Zephaniah part 2, Someday, Bloody Someday. I hope this isn't a news flash for you for this season, but it's time to stop putting stuff on hold. It's the season, right? To go, I got to stop. Or some of you got to start, right? I go, man, I got to get back to the gym. You know, I got to start some stuff. Stop some stuff like donuts. Start some stuff like exercise, you know? Anybody like fall behind in your January 1st, I'm going to do this list? Yeah, it's time to get back on it. It's the season to get back on it, right? Because I have a tendency to overexpress myself, and we thought we shouldn't put too much secular music in, I do have something I'd like to tell you about that we've been fed and that's wrong. You ready? I'll do my best because it's not going to be played. I'm going to try and do it. So here's a synthesizer. Do 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 do. Too much time on my hands. Yeah, all you Styx fans, I see you. That's a lie. So that's a lie, Stephen. That's a lie, Stephen. There's not too much time in your hands. You can misuse time, but you don't get too much. It's a limited supply, and you never know how much you have. We had our hands raised last week about how many in the last two years, a year, have lost somebody that you didn't expect, right? And our hands were just, the whole room was filled. You just never know. Even sometimes you get warnings like, I didn't know that you drive down the school zone all the time. Don't tell me you didn't know that it was a school zone and you were zipping through there at 55. I just didn't know. Woo! Pull over. Right? Sometimes we get warnings. But no one has a time surplus. All have an expiration date, right? Sometimes the time is right now. Because someday comes. Zephaniah's hard truths. This is some things that we learned so far. I love that, by the way. Some hard truths we learned so far. You ready? God must be first. God must be first. God must be first. Right? And he's serious about that thing. Like, that's super serious to him. It's his number one all the time reminder. I must be first. I must be first. I'll give you 10 commandments. I'm going to be first. Actually, the first four are about me. The rest is about how y'all should treat each other. But the first four reflect directly how I should be first. Right? So that we learn that again. We learned also sometimes even God has had enough. I'm a classic overreactor. Yeah, I was up thinking about all the times I overreacted and people I needed to apologize to. Anybody else a classic overreactor? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah, just like, you know, like, she broke up with me. Go punch your hand through a windshield, right? No. Yeah, thank you. Like, that's dumb. That's an overreaction. It's seventh grade. You get over that, bro. Right? Come on, everybody. Okay. Overreactor. Thank you. You can overreact. But sometimes I had a lesson in my life that in today's culture, I can't explain it like I'd like to, but my father reacted in a way that most people think was overreacted. And it taught me a lesson that I needed. I pushed him a little farther than I should have. Ever pushed your father a little farther than you should have? How about your spiritual father? Have you pushed him a little bit too much? Yeah. Sometimes he has had enough. Yeah. And that's Zephaniah too, right? Yeah. We learn this. Never sacrifice your kids in any way. I don't care what culture says. I don't care what the district says. I don't care what your Aunt Betty says. I don't care what Dr. Seuss says. Right. Don't sacrifice your kids. That was the third thing we learned. The fourth thing is God, if he isn't getting the credit, who is? What's getting your prime focus? Something or someone has become an idol. Say someday, bloody someday. Right? No. Number five, God sent plenty of warnings and he's been soups patient. Right? Be it 10,000 years or this afternoon, someday's coming. Unavoidable. Someday's coming, right? So I picked two verses from last week to do a bridge. Like, you know, you have a series and they play you back. You know, I always have to go, yeah, let's watch it again because I don't remember that guy at all. I'm recapping. Are you ready? Zephaniah 1:3. It's a recap. I will sweep away people and animals alike, and I will sweep away the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, and I'll reduce the wicked to heaps of rubble, and I will wipe humanity from the face of the earth, says the Lord. Say, don't tug on Superman's cape. Don't tug on Superman's cape. Number two, Zephaniah 1:6. And I will destroy those who used to, and I'll destroy those who used to worship me. I'll destroy those who used to worship me. But, say but. Made you say but in church. You'll be okay. But now, no longer do. They no longer ask. They no longer even ask the Lord for his guidance. Just making decisions, popping, right? Me doing me, you know. Or seek my blessings. Left, look at the right, point at them. Dyslexia. Yeah, you're my left, so look at the right, point over there at these guys. You ready? Say, someday comes. And you look at these guys, say, don't you know it? Don't you know it, eh? The series may be, this series is a lot like Brussels sprouts. Oh, yes. Sometimes you got to eat your yucky vegetables if you're mature. If you're mature, sometimes you got to eat your yucky vegetables. But I learned this over the course of my life. The key to Brussels sprouts is this. You got to serve them well. You just got to serve them well. Maybe a little sriracha, some bacon. You don't know. Just get. Bacon takes everything up. Bacon is just, you want to take anything up a notch? Bacon. You know what I'm saying? But you got to serve them well. So let us this year be mature. Let's eat emotionally, spiritually, and physically better. Let's take some veggies and strong meat this year. If you're prone to cupcakes like me, this is not the season, right? Smile, it's almost over. I put that in for me. It's not, though. So I think we left off right here, Zephaniah 2:1. Gather together, yes. Yes, gather together, you shameless nation. Gather together before, say before. Gather together before judgment day. That's a capital idea. Get your crap together before it shows up. Wouldn't that be great? Right? That's a paraphrase. I'm only allowed one of those. I'm sorry. Before your time to repent is blown away like chaff. Gather together before your time to repent is over. There's like a season, and then he's had enough. I've been telling you, I've been giving you, letting you off, getting you out of mass after mass. But I'm telling you, don't fix it. Someday, bloody someday. It's coming, right? So he says, gather together before your time is blown away. Act now. Say, act now. Act now. Before the furious fury. Say, furious fury falls. Yeah. Before the furious fury falls. Furious fury. All of it. Before it falls. And it made me go, sometimes God, what we look is overreacting. Is a warning. He's not just mad, he's furious. I've been telling you. Ever do that? Like, my neighbors know when I'm furious with my dog. Because it starts out like this. Malo! 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 Stop the seat! Oh, he crossed the line. I just toot, 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 right? Sometimes there's a line. Before he reacts, and he's like, hey, before I get there, I need you to fix this, right? Before the furious fury of the Lord falls, and before the terrible day of the Lord's anger begins, don't poke the bear. Seek the Lord, say brilliant. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, all who are humble. Humility, the H in H-life. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. And follow his commands. Seek to do. Middle, point at the other side. Go, you got stuff to do. Point at Danette. She loves that. You got stuff to do. Seek to do what is right. And to live humbly. To live humbly. Not just have a lump, but to live humbly. Then what happens? Perhaps even yet, the Lord will protect you. Well, you got to humble yourself. Take ownership of your nonsense. Decide, I'm not doing that nonsense no more. And I'm all in with what God said. Come heck or high water. Protect you from his anger. Perhaps the Lord will protect you from his anger on that day of destruction. I have a quote. A little pressure release quote back there. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Right? That'll come up again because we need to be reminded of it. I also have another great quote by another famous group. When it's time to change, you've got to change. You've got to rearrange who you are and what you want to be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na. Brady Bunch fans back in the day. Basically, you know, you got to change. You're growing up. Change is inevitable. Good change or bad change, but change is coming. Right. Cities and countries and peoples back in the day, their someday came for them. We get to read about those. Say someday, bloody someday, it'll get you. Zephaniah 2 has some big lists of details of God smashing, just like he said he would. There's a list of, I'm going to smash you like this, I'm going to smash you like that, I'm going to smash you. So Yvonne suggested, you can point at her, Yvonne suggested that you all read the things I skip in the Amplified. She said, Pastor, you let them off easy. I said, all right, Yvonne, you know, I'll tell them you said that. Mm-hmm. But for me, time keeps slipping into the future. So you read that on your own. I want to jump down to verse 9. We'll get some smashing in, don't worry. Now, as surely as I live, says the Lord of heaven's armies, it's like, bet against that. Surely as I live, the God of Israel, Moab and Ammon will be destroyed. Destroyed as completely as Sodom and Gomorrah. Ouch. See, they knew what he was referring to when he said that. They had warning after warning after warning, and it's one of those things, he turned it into a parking lot, and those places in the desert are still a parking lot. Never been resurrected from the history of time. Cities that actually existed that are gone. So he said, look, you're going to be destroyed as completely as that. Go read about those folks and God's issues with them. It's a harsh someday that came. Say hard. Hard. It was hard. Hard. Real hard. Their land will become a place of stinging nettles, salt pits, and eternal desolation. The remnant of my people, God loves to leave a remnant behind. He's looking for his all-in folks. My people will plunder them and take their land. Okay, great news, a remnant's going to be left. God's way is going to thrive. I wanted another music clip, but I didn't know how secular it was, but it was, when the saints go marching in. That's why I heard when I read it, when the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number when we take over your desolate land. You know, I don't know. Zephaniah 2:10-11. They will receive the wages of their pride. Ever receive the wages of your pride? Ever not choose humility, but you got humbled? Yeah. If you ain't been humbled yet, it's coming. They will receive the wages of their pride. They put into it. And they have scoffed at the people of the Lord's heaven's armies. The Lord will terrify them as he destroys. As he destroys all the gods in that land. some things God's very serious about. And those gods creep into our lives all the time. Right? Then, after that, the nations around the world will worship the Lord, each in their own land. He said, once I deal with this, and you deal with this in your life, then wait and see what I do in the nations. And Miley's on a quest as a Christian missionary to fulfill this right here. Right? The church should always be looking to expand God's goodness. Say, I am the church. I am the church, right? So that's our job, right? Then I hope you'll read Amplified like Yvonne suggested. Remember, it was Yvonne who suggested all that. Because he's going to list some more specific smashing to those who refuse to honor God. He's going to get real specific with his smashing. Definitely read it. It will make you sad. Drop to verse 15. And I have a comment before I get there, I guess. Have you ever noticed how yesterday and how today and how tomorrow have a lot in common? Yeah, they have a lot in common. Let's see if we can pick that up here. Zephaniah 2:15. This is the boisterous city once so secure. Ever been in a big city? It's proud and loud, man. You know, it is. Chicago is the best. You know, New York. You know, Tulsa. I don't know how they get rowdy, but you know. This is the boisterous city once so secure. I am the greatest, it boasted. No other city can compare with me. If you've ever lived near those big cities, you know that vibe, right? LA, New York, Paris, Dubai, Hong Kong. Pray for a city near you. Seriously, pray for a city near you. We may start praying for cities and nations after our streets. Yeah, we'll see what God says to me about it. But it says, but now look how it has become an utter ruins and a haven for animals. Everyone passing by will laugh in derision and shake their defiant fist. And I see the little Italian in God right there. I told you. Ah, capisce? I told you. You know, I see it. So far, here's things to important note. Gather yourself before someday shows up. Right? None of you, I know taxes are terrible. But no one should be surprised that tax season's here. I just didn't know. Okay. We all hate it, but we knew. You knew when Christmas was showing up. Right? Zephaniah 3:1. What sorrow awaits rebellious, polluted Jerusalem? Now, Jerusalem's name means city of peace. Check this out. Jerusalem, the city of violence and crime. Those are pretty typical in most cities today, don't you think? Yesterday looks a lot like today. Yeah. No one can tell it anything. Let that sink in for our own lives for one more. I'm going to say it again. You can close. I'll close my eyes so I don't have to see you. No one can tell you anything. It refuses all correction. Refuses all correction. Even God's city, the one he gave his people, got really culturally blurry and got arrogant and self-reliant. Doesn't happen to us, though, at all. We're just talking about them. But relax. You're like, Pastor, put up a slide quick. Can't. I'm right in the middle of this one. Renee, I can't do that. It does not trust in the Lord or draw near to its God. Its leaders are like roaring lions hunting for their victims. Politics. Okay. Its judges are ravenous wolves at evening time who by dawn have left even no trace of their prey. They ate it all. Its prophets. Oh, he's talking. He went culturally. Leadership, now he's talking to the church. Its prophets are arrogant liars seeking their own gain. I won't make sarcastic jokes there. I'll just read it again. Its prophets are arrogant liars seeking their own gain. Its priests defile the temple. How? By disobeying God's instructions. I almost did it. I don't want to preach Zephaniah. I told y'all in Psalm 23, I had 2 weeks in between. After the Holy Spirit series, I felt exhausted. I thought, God, you did stuff. It was great. I'm going to cruise. Let me just check Zephaniah. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Yes, you are. Oh, I don't want to. I'd like to make cupcakes for a couple weeks and let everyone smile at me and then pass the baton to Pastor Larry. No, I'm going out with Zephaniah. Fantastic. The priests defile the temple by disobeying God's instructions. Zephaniah has a mini theme. You ready for the mini theme of Zephaniah? God seems to detest and loathe human arrogance. God seems to detest and loathe human arrogance. That's a mini theme. Zephaniah 3:5. But the Lord is still there in the city, and he does no wrong. Doesn't matter what's going on. The Lord's still there, and he's going to do no wrong. He's going to do what he does. Day by day, he hands down justice, and he does not fail. But the wicked, they know no shame. You got to pray for repentance before someday gets here. Right? Zephaniah 3:6. I have wiped out many nations. Check out the history of that. I have wiped out many nations, devastating their fortress walls and towers. Their streets are now deserted. Their cities lie in silent ruin, never to be rebuilt. There are no survivors. Nope, none at all. I thought, surely, they will have reverence for me now. Ever had that moment in your life you said, I'm never going to forget that one. It's just a great lesson. I won't. Yeah. And then you did it again. Oops, I did it again. Another one. Lord, that was so devastating. I said, I would never. That's what he's talking about. I thought surely they'd have a reverence for me now. They're going to listen to my warnings. You know? They're going to listen. He's going to cut his carbs down. No, you don't have to raise your hand. I'm just pointing at me. Just bring it on me. Surely they will listen to my warnings. Then I won't need to strike again, destroying their homes. But no. They get up early to continue their evil deeds. Some stuff has got to stop, and it's got to stop now. Don't wait for someday, bloody someday. Because we're the church. We're called to more than that. Right? Zephaniah 3:9. Therefore, be patient, says the Lord. Man, he has to work that into every message somehow for me. It feels like that's a constant thing. And I constantly violate. Anybody constantly violate patience? I need hands because I'm feeling like you're judging me. Okay, thank you. Be patient, says the Lord. Soon I will stand and accuse these evil nations. For I have decided to gather the kingdoms of the earth. Any earthlings in here? Okay, this is for earthlings only, just for earthlings. I have decided to gather the kingdoms of the earth and pour out my fiercest anger and fury on them. My fiercest. All the earth will be devoured by the fire of my jealousy. Lord, I always want to be obedient. Quick, get to C.S. Lewis. I need a minute. Can you pop him back up for me? Yeah, you can't go back and change the beginning. But you can start where you are and change the ending. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Zephaniah 3:9. Then, you know, once he set order, remove the arrogant and rebellious, I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship the Lord together. See, that's a baller move. That's a baller move right there, right? My scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come and present their offerings. This made me think, and I couldn't get the video in. I just had to put some nonsense in because I know how hard a message this is. Trust me, I tried to dip on it. This one, no. So I thought, okay, maybe you can sing it with me because this part made me think of the marketing campaign of Coca-Cola in the 70s and how they stole it from the Word of God. You ready? I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. Nah, 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 nah. Anyways, you know? But here we are, right? They got that, like, we want the world to be in harmony. Guess what? Coke is not going to provide harmony. You drink too much of it, you're going to have gut issues. From a guy who likes Coke Zero. It's not bringing harmony, but I've occasionally bonded with someone over a Coke. Hey, salute, you know. It doesn't last very long. But God says it's possible if we remove our arrogance and we'll come to Him before someday, bloody someday. He says, because my goal is to get you all together. Right in unity. Moving and grooving like I've always wanted you to be, right? Facts. Only God. Discipline and judgment matters. Only God's discipline and judgment matters. And only God can bring true harmony and unity. Right. Zephaniah 3:11. On that day you will no longer need to be ashamed. I'm going to stop right there. Look, you and me and us, we had some real shame. It's okay. You don't got to be ashamed of your shame. You know, so funny, I put this quote up and said, be like Jesus. And he said, what Jesus do, hang out with sinners. You know. And that sounds weird, like, does that give him an excuse? No, listen, everybody who's not Jesus is a sinner. He has no other choices. He can only hang out with sinners when he's hanging out with us. But there's some shame that maybe have captivated you, has scarred you for your whole life, that it is time for it to be gone. It's time to get out from underneath that shame and shoveling it back on yourself over and over again. Because when God said it's finished, it's finished. He made a way, an opt-out clause. You don't have to stay in your shame. You can choose to stay in your shame all the way to someday, bloody someday, but that is not His choice for you. Today's the day shame gets removed. Anybody need shame removed today? Today, shame is going to be removed in your life. Today. On that day, you'll no longer need to be ashamed. On that day, it's powerful. If you ever had a moment you thought you couldn't be forgiven and you ran into Jesus, maybe you've never experienced Him, but that changed me forever. You can forgive me. I got a list of stuff. I judge me. No. Straight to jail. On that day, you will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me. Any ex-rebels out there? Jesus loves to convert the ex-rebel. I will remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. Humility, very important to Him. Keep saying it. There will be no more haughtiness. Stop being Pharisees, church. You're not the police of who's doing wrong and right. You have a hard enough time with ourselves. So let's get to that. Right. There will be no more haughtiness on my holy mountains. I am the church. Those who are left, His remnant, those who are left will be lowly and humble. For it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. See, that sounds nice. That sounds real nice. That'd be great. Someday soon in my life, Miley's going to do it real soon. She's going to start teaching the world to sing. That's a metaphor, but maybe even both. They don't put her on a worship team, it's their loss. But she's going to bring the only harmony that the world can ever accept, the remover of shame and the bringer of unity. She's going to go teach the world to sing. They will eat. And I look at the clock, I go, I know it's Super Bowl time. Some of you got crock pots bubbling over. You go, come on, Pastor, this is not the time to be long. My meatballs are, you know. They will eat and sleep in safety. And no one, say no one, no one will make them afraid. No one will make them afraid. obeying God even when no one else seems to. Say, es muy importante. That's Spanish. Very important. Obeying God when it seems unpopular or you're persecuted. Say this. Es molto importante. Capisce. That's Italiano. Just trying to broaden your horizons. Obeying God and keeping Him first, no matter what. Say this. Is the most important. That's English. Okay. Obeying God and keeping Him first always yields rewards too. Like, check some stories out there. Like, there are people here that you should take to coffee and go, all right, tell me your God story. Yeah, like, you were what? Wow. Dude. And what did God say? Oh! You need to go out and find some things that God has done around here. And He rewards. It's not just like, well, I gave this up. I gave up stuff, and it was hard. And I'm still trying to give up stuff. And I do it because I'm obedient. I'm not trying to get a reward. I'm trying to obey. But God is a great Father. He's always looking to give a little reward. That's a dad. He's a dad, right? Now, someone like PJ, Pastor Jody, you hear her song. You know, I always think it's her song. Anyways, you want to see what the goodness of God looks like? Just look at my life. That's her song, you know. It stated the next verse. She stole it, actually. I didn't realize. It talks about her anyways. It talks about her anyways. Zephaniah 3:14. Still in the New Living. Say thank you, Pastor. Yvonne. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Do it up, PJ. Shout out loud, O Israel. Oh, he's talking about all of us. Not just PJ in worship. He's talking about our voice, singing out the praise of what God done in our life. Capisce? Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Worship is very important. It's a 24/7 gig in heaven. Actually, our lives are supposed to be such a worship that we smell like an incense of praise to Him. Say this with me. The church has to start smelling better. Say, I am. The church. Okay. Zephaniah 3:15. For the Lord will remove His hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord Himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. Jesus did that. And guess what? The 3-in-1 Spirit of God still does that. We just learned that. He wants that. I want to dwell in you. I want to be in you. I want to light you from the inside. I want to be on the outside. I want to be all around you. That's why Jesus said, I got to go. Why? I got to send you my Spirit. He fulfilled that right here, right? At last, your troubles will be over and you will never again fear disaster. Boy, do I need to hear that. Anytime anyone travels anywhere, I fear disaster. Anybody else? I'm tired of it. I am tired of fearing anything. Lord, help me. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, Zion. Say, cheer up. Don't be afraid. Say, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. Say, cheer up. The Lord your God is living. Cheer up. Find God in the moment. His Spirit's still here. Sometimes we just Eeyore Christian. Well, you know, car wasn't starting this morning. My cheese sandwich fell on the floor. My dog ate it. And they threw up on my shoe. And I was 20 minutes late to work. And my coffee was terrible because Miley wasn't working that day. But bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Yeah. For the Lord your God is living among you. Say, cheer up. He is a mighty Savior. Say, fear not. He will take delight in you with gladness. Get right, cheer up. Get right, cheer up. With His love, He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. You ready, left side? That's your... Point over there at these right side, my right side. Say, cheer up, right side. They're not listening. Say, cheer up, right side. All right, left side, you ready? Yeah, cheer up for these guys. Say, you too. You too. Yeah. You can do it Italian because God said he shook his fist. So he will rejoice over you with joyful songs, everyone. Seeking him first is our priority, right? And it's time to cheer up about it. Because some of us are living on borrowed time. We shouldn't have made our 20s. Here some of us are passing the 50 mark. Right? Time to cheer up. Zephaniah 3:18 through 20. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. And I will deal severely with all those who oppress you. Say, nice. That's, I like that one. I got, you know, okay, deal with them. You know, Jesus, your word says you make a table in the presence of our enemies. That's like a cocky move. It's like, yeah, we defeated you. Watch me eat. I love that. That's a problem. You know, it's a, I will serve the weak and helpless ones. I will bring together those who are chased away. You feel chased away? He's coming for you. This is the season he's coming for you. If you felt chased away, this is right now. Right now he is coming for you. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles, wherever they have been mocked and shamed. Former exiles, shout at your boy. Yeah. Okay, okay. On that day, I will gather you together and bring you home again. I will give you a good name. I will give you a good name. A name of distinction among all the nations of the earth. His true children standing out, repping him well. As I restore your fortunes before their very eyes, I, the Lord, have spoken. That's kind of like the ultimate period to a sentence. I said it. So let it be written, so let it be done. Pharaoh took it from me. Boom. Now in conclusion of someday, buddy, someday, I want to remind you of something. There's an eternal opt-out clause of a bloody Sunday. It's actually an opt-all-in clause. And part of it's real familiar, but I thought we should go through it because we forget. There's nothing that the opt-in clause I'm about to read, there's nothing that can come against that if you decide to activate opting in. It opts you out of a someday, bloody someday. Okay? It's very important, one of the most important verses you're going to hear today. John 3:16 through 21. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world. God sent a boy, do we mess that up. God sent the church in the world to bring judgment on everyone who sins. I just got all our sinners, so what are you doing? He didn't ask you to do that. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. What you really believe will be proved by the way you live. And there's only one judge to that. There's only one judge to that. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged. Judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. There's the opt-out clause. God so loved the world. You can opt out of that and opt into him. It's a great option. It's the only option. Anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged. Judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. Say, facts are facts. God's light came into the world, but people love darkness. But people love the darkness more than light. And their actions were evil. Words and hearts and actions all have to line up. You can have great words and have a terrible heart. Straight to jail. You can have a great heart and do nothing with it. See, God's after all of us during this season because he wants us before someday because he's got a plan for us. We're supposed to be the song in the world today. We're supposed to be bringing harmony. Coke got nothing on us, right? All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for they fear their sins will be exposed. I used to be that way. Now, you know, search me, Lord. Purge my heart. And don't do it in front of everybody. I'm ready to listen right now. It's kind of how it goes, you know. But those who do what is right come to the light. Why? So others can see. Those who do what are right come to the light so others can see. Those who do what is right come to the light so others can see. So others can see that they are doing what God wants. Remember, we're not supposed to be looked to, but we are supposed to be looked at. I don't like to be looked at. It's a strange place for a guy to be in a pulpit. I prefer not to be looked at. I want a moat and 40 acres and very little human contact. Don't look at me. But if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, it's a season to be looked at. That's why he's working on us. He's working on us like never before because he doesn't want our someday to be bloody because he talked about, you used to worship me. I used to be first. You used to come and seek me for all your decisions. You used to think you were not all that in a bag of chips. And now over and over again, I keep warning you, and I'm going to have to go smash, smash, smash because I won't have any idols. I'm warning you, get off that train. Opt out of that today. Give him your very best moment today. Make today the moment you go, that's the day I opted in. That's the day I gave him everything. I want to be part of harmony in the world. I want to be part of his harmony. It's time to get our priorities in order. At least it feels like it to me. Is it time for you, do you think, to do some lights work? Time to do, maybe, connect with God? And I believe in laying hands on people and praying for them, but I'm going to ask you to stretch yourself. This may make feel some of you really uncomfortable. But I'd like you to stand. And I'd like you, if you don't want to sing with this song, that's great, but I'd like you to listen. Let it penetrate your heart. And I believe at times like this that changed my life forever, right where I was at, the Holy Spirit came and just talked to me and ministered to me and told me things about my life. And sometimes you need to hear someone say that. But God, don't you like when he just proves himself to you and no one says nothing? Thank you. Today is one of those days. I want to just give him a moment. If it makes you uncomfortable, good, be uncomfortable. I pray you get more and more comfortable with these kind of moments where no one says anything to you, only God speaks to you. So, Father, we just give you this moment, and then I'll close us out in prayer after this song. I promise you. I
If you whisper my name, but I know your voice and what I ache to respond. Or would I not hear you, 'cause all else is too loud? Oh, you have my attention. Speak to me now. What if it doesn't look like what I thought it would? And what if you come in ways I didn't know you could? Offend my mind to reveal my heart. I would worship my breath and city more. I would worship my breath and city more. I would worship my breath and city more. Jesus Christ, you have my come like fire, but I believe that it's you. If you came like wind, but I still know you're in the room. You are Alpha, and somehow you're still Omega. I want your fullness, not just my preference. If you came like fire, Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, you are friend of sinners, Emmanuel, Messiah, desire of nations, you are Savior, Redeemer, Healer, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Comforter and Rescuer. You are the resurrection and the life. You are the author, the perfecter, and the finisher. Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. You are light of the world, hope of glory. Lord of lords, you're the lifter of the lowly. You're a bridegroom, deliverer, boundless one, risen son, high and lifted up. Lord and creator, high and lifted up. Right now, will you walk in this room? I recognize you and want you to stay. I won't reason you away. Don't just come how I want you. Come how you are. Don't just come how I'm used to you. Come how you are.
Father, I pray this morning that would be your church. We would let you come how you are in our lives. And I thank you for the heart of people who want to come to you before there's a bloody someday. Thank you for people who want to bring love and unity to the world, Lord. Let it start with us. Do fresh things, Father, in us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.